Good morning, everybody. On behalf of Dallas Karman Thiksum Chuleng, the famous Buddhist center, welcome all of you. The famous Buddhist center welcoming all famous people. Whatever. I would like to give talk from this book, and it's called Stillness, Insight, Emptiness. I have to use this book more often because many years work and organized this book, and I wrote with the help of many, many students. If I don't use this, then it will also waste it all those times. When I wrote this book or put this book together with my own experience and then also what I learned from Sutra tradition or Mahayana tradition, we were very careful to put this together in accordance with the Sutra and Vajrayana teaching. We did not just pick up something, sounds interesting, and then put together. Not like that at all. It had to be corresponding with the Buddha's regional Sutra root text teaching. So therefore, the guidelines of the books that we wrote came out with many years of effort, each one of the book is. It was not 1 month work or few weeks work or anything like that. As a matter of fact, many years. Some of my books took 10 years. Others took 5-6 years. Others took 3-4 years. Others took at least a year or more, 2 years. That's how dedicated, tirelessly, weekday, weekends with the secretary and grandma adding, and with the students at their time, they're always busy. I have to negotiate with their schedule. And I'm also, it looks like I'm not popular or anything whatsoever, but so busy that also I have to alter it or figure out where I can save some time to doing the book project. Anyway, I'm not making a big deal about that. But anyway, it looks like I'm making a big deal about that. So I really want to use this book more often. Well, this morning, I'm going to just open the text. Whatever section come out, you're going to bear with me. You have to listen to me. Many students feel, I heard that. I know that. Really, I don't need to listen to this anymore because I heard that before. As a matter of fact, 100 times. You feel that way. Hey, I feel that way when I go to great teachers. I said, oh, I already know that. why I'm here. Tell me something I don't know. Show me something, teach me something I don't know. That's that notion, the idea comes out. All of us. You have that problem, I have that problem. But you know what? It's not what you hear, what you heard. It is what you learn. And it is what you learn means that you may have heard 100 times. Because the result of 100 times you heard, finally you get it. If that makes sense. Sometimes like that happens. Believe me, if your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, or children, they want something from you and you go, no. No, 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 no way. But if he or she enough to talk it to you, some point you say, here is. Means he or she succeeded after repeating that many times. In other words, consistent pair up. Some point you hear, because it will never hear if you that if the he or she consistently not repeating that, you won't do it. But you did it because it was nonstop consistent, and finally you just say, here, you got it, what you want. If that makes sense. So because of that analysis, I may be repeating again and again. And my memory is not best memory, what you call. But back in the college, when I studied Buddha Dharma, academic, classical study, the sum of the texts that I pass, I got good grade, and I get through that, I memorize it, I explain them, and I get a, not number one, but I get average, I get through it. But guess what? 2-3 years later, when you read that book, there is a whole new things you can learn where you didn't even know. When you think, when you thought, you know it. But you didn't know it. How I know? Because there's a whole new thing that makes me excited and learning. Because a certain part of our brain development in that subject has not fully developed back then. Now it's more developed after a few years. So they call more wisdom. When they grow more, now they make 10 times more sense than back then. I was okay student in average. If that makes sense, that applies to all Dharma practitioners, that there is a lot of things you can learn every time. Every day is a new day. Every day is a new teaching. Do not take them, say, I already heard that. I already know that. You could be making a major mistake, rejecting by telling yourself, I already know. That means the door of wisdom is completely closed and cannot get into you. The door of wisdom is not allowed to merge into you because you're simply closing the door of your wisdom where it is supposed to become an. So one of the ways to receive teaching is, once and for all, you can be more natural. I mean real natural, not biased. Really humble, natural, pure, organic, natural, and then you learn everything. It's a good way to do it. To do that, according to Buddhist tradition or Dharma tradition, especially Tibetan Buddhist tradition, is that there are a couple of things you need to remember. One, you can say one thing is, I'm here not because by accident I'm here. I'm here good reason. And I have some purpose why I'm here. The purpose here is I'm going to learn something very special. And that special that I'm going to learn, I'm not going to only use and benefit for myself, but I'm going to contribute to that with all living beings, particularly those who are seems very handy, nearby, near and dear ones, the ones you deal with day-to-day life. For that reason, I'm here to learning something special. When you bring a specialness in your life, and when you open a special way, the special door, when you open special door, and special open your heart, and when you receive, you receive different level of the teaching. According to Buddhist texts, you hear the Dharma equally, all of you hear. When I say one word, you hear all equally. Problem is, each one of you takes different size. They are never the same size. Guess what? It's not the teaching making them different size. It is you have a different size of room to take in. In order to help that, so you have to be connect yourself with Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, once and for all, every time when you sit down, connect with the Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, and then teachings that you get is a benefit for all living beings, including yourself. And especially your near and dear ones, because you might not have enough time to benefit all sentient beings. You might have only time for benefit of just few people. And I'll let you figure out. So, keep that in mind. And then, they say, if you have that type of motivation for the foundation of receiving teaching, the teaching become more powerful. It may not power for everybody, but some of you feel it's a powerful because you make them teaching so powerful. Because where you open yourself. So, I'm going to look at the text and open somewhere middle here. Okay. Whatever it says. So if you have text, I'm in the 34th page. And Sundays, you should bring all your Dharma books that written by a resident Lama. And I'm sure the resident Lama might say something from one of those books. And this is a way he can sell his book. This is where he can become very rich and not so famous at all. But actually, a book that we are selling and buying, and you are buying and paying money, we are saving in a different account, hoping that will not for my coffee expenses or other bills, hoping to save them, and so we can order more books. And because of that, there are several people involved with it. And today, Dr. John is here. I call him doctor because he wears like a doctor suit. He may have a doctor degree, but anyway, he's not doctor, but he looks like doctor. And close doctor I find is him. So he has a book in charge. So he know that books, money goes to more books and circulate that. So anyway, you buy the book, I'm not going to be rich, but that's okay. Just joking. And on page 34, I'm going to read here, paragraph here, right concentration. Right concentration, also called right meditation. The question is, we need to know what's the right concentration. And once we know that, then we know right meditation. It's the means for training and centering the mind. Everything, anything we're talking about here is a mind. Meditation is a mind. Sitting meditation is a mind. Walking meditation is a mind. Sleeping meditation is also a mind. Because if you don't set up that way, then it's not become meditation. It become just ordinary. And then centering the mind means the more we center our mind, the more confidence we experience. You know what I'm talking about? The center of your mind, more you work with the center of your mind, all your lifelong activities become more centered. Not wishy-washy. And it becomes more solid and it becomes more clear. Centering. Centering mind also means that the mind is not wishy-washy, not disturbed, not influenced by many other things. The mind is more in the center core of your life. That mind controls everything else, including where to go, what to eat. So, if the mind controls, then the mind is like a king. So then he order body, let you do things with your physical body. Words that we do also is also order for a mind. So the mind, if it's more centered, everything become more centered. When the mind is not in the center, mind is off the center, then your action, body, and word that we use are both not so centered, not so productive. That's the word we're talking about. Through right concentration, we bring our mind, ordinary, restless, and agitated, into a state of calm and tranquility. Every part of the day and night, you should sit down and meditate. What meditate? Calm and experience and tranquility. If you don't do that, then what is having me talking and barking like a parrot, like dog? So the purpose of me to talking like this is if you practice, then you're benefited. And I will be rejoice means I will be happy to see there is some benefits going on. When regular meditation practice results in a cultivation of one-pointed concentration. We talked yesterday, some of you are here yesterday, one-pointed meditation requires concentration. You should practice that in the rest of the week, wherever, whenever you can, So that when teaching is given by a Lama, it becomes a special class, special teaching. Because it will boost you. Like word boost means it will energize you. But if you don't have a regular practice, that all I have to do is boost you one time and then it died out within 1 week later. That's not very good. So, it's a team effort. That means I have to do some work in order to help students. The students have to do some work where he can maximum benefit that practice. So we have both have some activities that we need to take responsible, if you hear that. So in order to do that, 7 days a week, you have to do every day some degree of practice if you believe in a practice. Or else, you're not going to be noticed too much. Because once a week you receive teaching, you feel good and you energize. It's not going to be contribute enlightenment too much. When you are rest of 7 days, you're not doing anything except a lot of problems that you deal with. Problems that you don't even know is a problem, but that's okay. If you don't know, that's a problem. I guess that's okay. It's okay that the pain and suffering, it's not real pain and suffering because you're so numbed and drunk. A drunken person do not admit it, says, I'm drunk. Even he's walking and talking, totally everybody, obviously, but he denies. Says, what are you talking about? I'm not drunk. I don't drink. yeah, right? So it's hard to convince that. And human, unenlightened beings are similar like that. It's not alcohol. It's just the samsara confuse you. We are drunk. Drunk. So mental state of unwearing attentiveness. Beautiful. Unwavering attentiveness. Mindfulness, awareness, it's a required 24-hour day. It is a hard practice. That is the reason many practitioners dedicate entire their life doing that practice. It's not like they don't care about money, job, work. They just prioritize what is most important in their life. They do that. So unwavering attentiveness. This is what we mean by right concentration. By training the mind in a right concentration, we extinguish the pile of delusions. Pile of illusion. Delusion, illusion is a part of our life because when we are not fully enlightened, we are dealing with a lot of delusions, and we are experiencing a lot of illusions. And we see one thing, reality is different and can't differentiate between that two. And we can't see past because the door for past is closed. We can't see future. The door for future is closed. They are not available. In fact, it's so bad, we can't see tomorrow, this time, whether what we are doing, each one of them, or where we will be, or what we conditions, and we can see. The door is closed. And a past memory, it's like dream. We think we remember everything. Really, we don't remember much. Some dramatic things you might remember. But the majority things, I mean, I can ask you 5 days ago, what was your dinner? And you try to go into 5 days ago. First, you have to figure out where you were. The second, you have to figure out what exactly did you eat. It's not so clear. It's not so clear, majority people, it's not so clear. That's what I'm talking about, how weak, how confused we are. So then somebody asks you, what's your previous life? Or where you're going to reborn in the future? That's even harder. That's we're talking about different time and a different form of body, a different reincarnation. That's even harder for us to figure out. So, by training the mind and the right concentration, we extinguish the fire of delusion, self-centered, afflictive emotions. It is essential that ultimately we learn to completely let go of these afflictive emotions. Afflictive emotions need to heal. When we get sick, we need to take medicine. We need to get better. When we get better, we don't take a medicine. In other words, until afflicted emotions are removed, we are subject to be confused. Because of their destructive thinking rules our untrained mind and result in action that create pain, suffering, and more negative karma. Negative karma is out of negative karma predominates our body, speech, or mind, then whatever we do may involve with the more negative activities, which we are not aware of that. Some people say, Lama, I live in a simple life, and I never create any bad karma. Oh, wonderful. You live with a simple, no bad karma. So, do you fight? Oh, yeah, those are just regular things. Do you have attachment? Oh, yeah, that's a major thing. You don't want to know that. I got that one. It's a major plenty. And say, do you get angry? Oh, yeah, yeah. When I get angry, you don't want to see me. I look very ugly. And then it explains to me, let's put living your life harmful, just put on the side for temporarily. Let's talk about what practice you need to do. You got that message there. Through this practice of right meditation, we developed serenity and mental discipline as well as emotional stability. How are we going to do serenity, mental stability, discipline your mind? Basically, right now you're looking at me since I'm very handsome here. But while you're looking at me and concentrated on me, you're temporarily absent of all your anxiety and stress. Well, if you're doing that now, you did that, you can do that, why not you do rest of the day same way? There is a positive spot and there's a negative spot. Don't fall into negative spot and then focus on that all day. Focus on a positive spot and spend time on that. Your mind, basically, the channel or the line, L-I-N-E, line of your mind, the thoughts, or stream of your mind, when it's a focus of one, you can't do focus of several different things at the same time. You can switch Mr. Joe to Mrs. Johanna or somebody. You can switch back and forth, right, blue, green. You can switch back and forth, but you cannot pinpointing, concentrate to one-pointedness with several things at the same time. Cannot do it. I've been debating with the students as, Lama, I can do 2-3 things at the same time. You're not there yet. You're not there, what I'm talking about. You are way down there. You can actually, of course, you can do 100 things with your mind. It's not happening in the same time. Same second of the second of the second is not happening. You're switching few seconds of differences there. That's what you feel like. You can do many things at the same time. You can come to meditate Shama, the retreat, at the same time you're thinking about what errands you need to do afternoon. Or you're thinking about, with the Shama, the meditation, help you remember a few things you forgot. You need to pick up on that. So you think you can do a few things. So I went to retreat, but it was a great retreat because I remember all the things I forgot I didn't do it. Because a little calm and tranquility facilitate that. That's for sure. But that was not benefit you're looking for. That was a like side benefit. But real benefit is calm your mind, clear your mind. As clear as your mind. So we also gain insight into true nature of reality by practicing meditation. We need to constantly remind ourselves that we are practicing right concentration requires day-to-day life every moment. But if I ask you every moment, it might be irrelevant. Then every day at least. You can do more than every day, few times every day. So mindfulness and awareness, you need to practice and concentrate, and you need to practice every day. If the practice is important to you, then you have to implement, you have to bring into your daily life. We are ceaselessly bombarded by the winds of desire, push us towards samsara activities. Samsara activities are so powerful, they are dominating us. Samsara activity means mundane activities. The mundane activity means that you do every day and never gonna be finished. You just have to stop because it's too late, you have to go sleep. But then tomorrow, same thing. And the next day, same thing. So it says that samsara activity, we are distracted or we are busy. We are very occupied with samsara activities. But the samsara activities never end. But I figure out it does end. When it ends is when you end. No longer functioning, no longer life, then your samsara activity is end. The mundane activities, the mundane concerns. So it says we are ceaselessly bombarded by the wind of desire that push us towards a samsaric activity, bringing us more dissatisfaction. And if you have dissatisfaction experiencing, this is a message for you. Life dissatisfaction means you try to do something, it turns into not so satisfied. So more dissatisfaction. And dissatisfaction leads you to suffering. Suffering is suffering, suffering. Our skillful focus will help us to stand firm and direct our mind towards the right concentration, which brings us a peacefulness and tranquility. So the world is in a chaos, and you're experiencing peacefulness and tranquility, that's something precious. That's something very special. Because you have something rest of the world don't have. To me, that's more important than anything else that we can own, that we can have. Single-minded concentration help us to recognize not only when we have falling off our path, but also why we have fallen. Through this practice, eventually, we can come to recognize when we are about to fall. At this time, we are then able to self-correct by continuing to practice a right concentration, following the Dharma path without hesitation or doubt. Therefore, we move beyond heaven to fall and learn from our missteps, and instead avoid making mistakes altogether. It is through this practice of constantly developing our meditative skill through right concentration that directs us towards the path of liberation. Before we're talking about liberation, at least we have to be calm and clear. At least we are satisfied with the life that we have. And the activities we know how to deal with skillfully. Let's talk about enlightenment a little later. So, it says, right concentration leads us through the various stages of meditation into perfect state of equanimity. Equanimity that is completely free of attachment, aversion, or indifferences. It is in this state that we come to experience a new degree of satisfaction, joyfulness, and tranquility that stems from realization of the perfect purity of our own mind. Everything, anything has something to do with your mind. Knowing the nature of mind brings everything so clear to you. And gradually we gain attainment of the highest wisdom, that is the unity with our own basic goodness. Unity with our own basic goodness. Realize that you can do good things. Because unenlightened beings have a tendency that they only believe they can do a lot of bad things. But when it comes to good things to do, they question himself, herself, maybe I'm not qualified to doing that. Maybe I need some kind of power or somewhere else other than myself. So that's a major problem. Wrong idea. Problem. So that's the message here. So he says, gradually we gain attainment of higher wisdom. Highest wisdom. Highest wisdom is the best highest wisdom in the whole world is, to my knowledge, is knowing yourself. Who are you? I'm not talking about the one you look at the mirror. I'm talking about the ultimate question, who are you? So ultimate question, when we don't know who am I, when we don't know, don't you agree with me, how can we know somebody else when we don't know ourselves? Who am I myself? Isn't this a speculation when you say you know other people? Or you say you know other people's mind? Or their behavior? Or their activities? But there is some degrees that you might know, but you really don't know who they are, reality, because you don't know yourself. That was the statement the Buddha says, in order to know every other's mind, you have to know yourself. In order to know everybody, you have to be Buddha. And if you're Buddha, You have to be, you want to know everybody, then you have to be Buddha. Become a Buddha, then you know everything. If you know Buddha, you have no way to know everybody. Nor there is no way you can know yourself either. Knowing yourself is the first step of knowing Buddha. So, highest wisdom. What is highest wisdom? Highest wisdom, that is the unity with our own basic goodness, with the wisdom and basic goodness, or goodness. Right concentration is a fully engaged means train the mind and heart to be completely present and open in each moment. One important message here. Buddhas and bodhisattvas, highly enlightened beings, few seconds, their concentration and their practice is much more valuable than unenlightened beings try to do something entire their life, course of life. I can see that clearly is stated in the Buddhist text. That means we're talking about quality, we're not talking about quantity. And everybody, quality is different because everybody maturity is different. Everybody faculties are sharpness or faculties are different. So without cutting ourselves off from others or escaping the responsibility of life. So let me read this. Right concentration is a fully engaged means of training the mind and the heart to be completely present and open in each moment without cutting ourselves off from others and escaping the responsibility of life. I know students says, Lama, I'm not very good in making money and taking responsibility or dealing with a girlfriend or husband, wife, but I'm a very good practitioner. This is a saying, Lama, I don't have any money, but I can give you $1 million. So my question answer is, if you don't have any money, how are you going to do $1 million? It's contradict what you're saying and what you're saying, second, same moment. Same thing. If you can't handle mundane activities where everybody have to deal with, you think you can handle the Dharma practice, which is very hard. As far as I know, if you're talking about real Dharma practice, if you want to be like a good attendant or good friend of Dharma or good pretending you're a good practitioner, then it's not so hard. All you have to do is Sundays when there's a gather, you can come, put nice clothes, come with the nice, bring friends, and learn something, and then you go home. Lot of practitioners on planet Earth is like that. I'm not talking about only Buddhists. I'm talking about all others as well. So you dress nice, and you go there. It is a project for Sunday where you can go there and hang around and shake some hands, meet some friend. It's wonderful. Human need other socialize, interact with other people. It's a good thing. So this is what your agenda is, then you're doing the right thing. But I'm talking about beyond that level means practitioner. Then you go into a much deeper level and harder to understand it. That's what I'm talking about here. I'm not talking about socializing. I think majority of people know how to socialize very well. Or sometimes they are poorly. But anyway, but basically not too bad. That they can at least say hi and then bye. Through right concentration, we also cultivate a mental discipline. Without a discipline, we cannot truly realize right concentration. So you need to start with 10-15 minutes, then half hour, and then an hour every day, meditate. And then if you do the right thing, you will thank me. Then you will thank me. Then you will appreciate me. When you experience the meditation and how it works, little taste, then that will be your highest realization, because that will convince you. And if you don't try it, then you are followers of other people's talk or idea. Okay. Without right concentration, we cannot attain the ultimate improvement of wisdom. Wisdom need to be grow. Suffering need to be reduced. But if we do less wisdom and increase more suffering, that's not good approach, in my opinion. Adding more problems in your life, that's not very good skillful means. Adding more wisdom and more calm, more tranquility in your life, harmony in your life, that's more wisdom. That's a more approach. That's good. When we do attain this ultimate perfection of our own wisdom, we have mastered the practice of essential aspect of Noble Eightfold Path, so-called concentration, meditation. So that's the talk this morning. I'm in page 34 and 35. Now we're going to meditate, see that all those talk, that anything you can remember, that you can benefit and take with you and apply it when you need to apply it, day-to-day life. Thank you. I hope you enjoy my presentation as much as I enjoy. So if nobody enjoy, I have to tell myself I enjoy. Actually, I enjoy. So I'm not lying. I enjoy. I enjoy because Dharma activity is something more natural to me than anything else. Also, among the group, some people might be benefit in major ways, even a single encounter with me. And the rest of their life might be something they can remember, something they benefit. And many times students that they are very feel strange in the walk in, and they see strange thing going on here, and then they go away, and a few years they cannot forget that, and then some reason a few years later they are ready for more deeper practice, and they come back like that. So what happened is it took that many years before they realize what's happening. So same with what I told you earlier, that a few years later, that I read once I already finish and pass everything, I can learn more, different level understanding. I guess that the students have that kind of also happen there. Then certain students, it's a English word, they say sight of love or something. What was the word? The first time you see somebody, you know it's going to be your lover. Love at first sight. So some students, they happen with the certain teachers have that. If that happened, that's a good sign. So that's a good thing, yet should not be too attached to it. So if that happened, you have to be keep a little distance, not to get into there, because it says that the campfires or the fires in wintertime in fireplaces, it look nice. And if you don't, if you distance, if you see it, and you feel really fire is nice, you know, good thing, right? But if you jump into too close, it might burn you. That means teacher-student relationship is really like that. A great master, Kenpo Tsudam Jatsu Rinpoche, he was talking about that. Say it a couple times, he was talking about that. Somebody else, but I know he's talking to me. The students have to keep some distance, or else they will see nothing but the problems about teacher. And then you can tell yourself, I already have a lot of problems, why I'm here? That means you're getting into too close to the fire. It's begin to burn your clothes and your skin, barbacula. So it's better to be keep a little distance so you don't become barbacula, if that makes sense. Thank you very much. Now we're going to recite mantra. Do you have the sheet? So repeat after me the sheet, and if you use one person next to you if you don't have a copy. So it's a mantra that our lineage want us to do, and we are doing it. So repeat after me. Om Ye Dharma Hetu Tabhava Hetam Tesham Tata Gato Tevade Tesham Sayo Niroda Evam Varda Mahimana Soa. Om Ye Dharma Hetu Tabhava Hetam Tesham Tata gato te varde. Tehyam sayo niroda. Evam varda maha shimana soa. One more. Om Yed Namah Hetu Tabhava. Hetan Teshan Tathak Gato Te Varte. Teshan Chayo Neroda. Evam Varda Mahimana Soha. Now everybody do your own speech, and we're going to do a mala round. This is good for the 2016 year, remove obstacles and a lot of things happening 2016. So we will prevent when you recite the mantra. And this particular mantra is actually coming back to Buddha himself. And even though there was many texts are saying different bodhisattva create this mantra, but it's back to Tenten Nyingpo Zong. Tibetan, it's called that what I learned from root text is Tenten Nyingpo Zong, the essence of a species coincidence. So the, reciting this mantra, we will experience some species in our life during the 2016. So let's do it. Om yadama dutaba 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 Of
Om Om yadama hadana bahana dana 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 Om yadama 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 Om Mani Yamane Zong Yadama Hadana Dangana Devada 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 Dangana Devada
Repeat with me. Om Ye Dharma Hetu Tabawa Hetam Techam Tatangato Te Varde Techam Sai Neroda Evan Vada Mahiman Soha Om Ye Dharma Hetu Tabawa Hetam Techam Tatangato Te Varde Techam Zayo Neroda Evan Vada Mahiman Soha Om Ye Dharma Hedu Tabawa Hetam Tejam Tadangato Te Varde Tejam Zai Neroda Evan Vardu Ma Himana Soha. You count it? Did you count it? Okay. Blue Bunny Retreat is coming. And my understanding is a week-long Blue Bunny is morning teaching, afternoon teaching, plus a night time. Some of the Lama usually tell life stories and stories of great enlightened beings. So basically talking about 21 or something. I have to work on 21 times. If I'm not in a pain or any problem, my health, I'm looking forward to doing 21 teachings on this Blue Bunny Retreat. And reminding you all that Blue Bunny Retreat is equally important for some people, equally as a three-year retreat, because you may never done that many teachings and meditate and chanting. There is also gymnastic every night practice. So you will have a group practice together for week long. If it's a like, 3 year seclusive retreat equivalent, I encourage everybody register soon and be part of the practice. Reason I want to do that is maybe I'm the wrong person talking because I'm the teacher here. But really, you don't have to buy air ticket. You don't have to hotel motor rent. You don't have to cook even. I mean, and teaching, food, everything organized right here, if I may say that, am I correct to say that? So therefore, I encourage everybody, please participate Blue Bunny. As far as our money is a concern, the organizer and we talk, we keep them lowest we can do for the food and basic needs and teaching, the lowest we can do. We are not money-minded with the business idea. Like some places, a week-long retreat is nothing go down $1,000, and plus you have to get room yourself somewhere. And you have to buy air ticket too. So we have everything knocking down that with a poor $500, if I may say that. I'm not sure exactly what the amount was. but anyway, something like that, hoping more people will be access to participate. So I remind you all, please register soon if you're planning to be part of Blue Bunny Retreat. They like to count, and you know, shopping have something to do with, also setting up the tent have to do with a lot of how many people we have. As far as the accommodation is, if you can bring your tent, you can set a tent on the land here, and then we have a toilet and shower, everything is good. Not interact too much with your regular family. That would be really good. Not I'm saying that your regular family and friends that interact is bad, but the retreat atmosphere is more concentrated on the retreat, morning, evening, and afternoon teaching, night teaching, and you will participate everything here. And between, you may need to lay down, read book, bring your book and tent, if it's a daytime. But we have facility that you can do things here. That's not a problem. So I recommend that. But your home is so close, then you want to go back and sleep and come back morning. That's fine with me. What I heard from some of the Blue Bunny retreat and says, they're not registering large number of there. So my goal is Blue Bunny get so big, cannot accommodate this land, that we have to rent different spot and different place, pay money, and we can raise money for God's sake, each day, teaching and food and accommodation, we can pay $100 for each. So the week-long retreat is $700 or $1,000. We can rent because insurance, the property, a lot of things. We can rent Blue Bunny Retreat, grow, and reach out the community. That's what I'm looking for. Not shrink, go 1 year this many, and next year a little less, next year a little less. And pretty soon, Lama says, let it go Blue Bunny Retreat this year. Just do anything we want to do. We don't want to do shrinking thing. So anyway, my goal is increase more and more, and keep that in mind. all of you Dharma brothers, sisters, and Sangha, members of the KDC, and then friends of the members, all of you. I understand that there is a message. Okay, I don't want to talk that. Okay, that's fine. So as soon as you can register, so they will count on and shopping for the food and cook. Cook also need to have a reserve, make a day-to-day lunch, dinner kind of thing. So it's good that if you can register a little bit as soon as possible, because there's not much time left. Only 2 weekends, I think it's 2 weekends or less. Is that 2 weekends or 1 weekend? 2 weekends. 2 weekends. So I look forward. As far as the teaching is concerned, from Nyingma school, oldest Buddhist school, they call Dzogchen teaching. Oldest Buddhist teaching in Tibet, land of plateau, land of snow line, land of snow. The oldest Buddhist is called Nyingma. And tradition comes from Guru Rinpoche to all these days. Their highest teaching is the Dzogchen teaching. And then second oldest teaching, Kagyu, and Kagyu emphasizes Mahamudra teaching, and the Mahamudra is the highest teaching. Combined with the Dzogchen and Mahamudra, teachings are very, how I say, very juicy. They are very, very juicy type. Very organic, very powerful. And the best part is also your Lama is not using translated or reading book or anything. He's reading Tibetan text directly. He translate and lead meditation. So I think that's a very special, because I say so. So I would like everybody to register as soon as you can, and we will have a quality time. And quality time. What I try to do is the people who dedicate a week long for retreat, I try to share more intimacy teachings, because they dedicated their time doing whole week retreat. So I tried to be quality, even evening program. So because of that, organizer and I, we are debating and we are deciding that there is not outside somebody come genius like those Thursday night, because it's not fair for people who are paid a whole week, that they already pay a whole week, so that their quality for teaching is continue on even evening. So therefore, no newcomers genius on those 1 week, during that 1 week. And that applies a Sunday, that there is no visitors. If visitors come, therefore, didn't know and come there and meditate, and somebody have to say, you're welcome, sit this section and then go. Because you have to make differences of the people who are serious 1 week class, where is somebody just say, is this a Buddhist center? are there some food I can eat? Or there is some toilet I can use? You know, people come there like that. They say, can I stay here tonight? It's a problem, you know. It's a problem because our organization is such a growing but small but growing, but we're not able to host the homeless people yet. That's something when I become rich, that shelter for homeless and food for homeless, if I have money, is not caution. I will set up that for the anywhere if I can, because I like that. Because after all, money is good to do things for what we like to do, not take with me, burn when I cremate it, or, you know, that the music goes on and the coffin is moving on there. And say, where is my title of the house? Or where is my bank statement? I'm not going to say that. We're going to take anything with it. There's no papers you take either. It's only I saw is some kind of white cloth, something on it, a little cloth. Buddhists, they toss the extra few mantras, papers with the mantra on their heart chakra. So then the music goes on, and you're getting closer, closer to the fire element. Story ends. So thank you very much, everybody. If you need to talk to me this morning, talk to Mike Carr, and then I have a time to look or talk to you. Other than that, I'll see you Blue Bunny Retreat. And before that, maybe there's a Sunday. I'll see you. Thank you very much.